Welcome to the inaugural Aperiodical podcast that we're calling Aperiodcast.
Yep.
Does that sound right?
Yeah. Very good.
So I'm Peter Ollett. I'm in a hotel in Hatfield because I'm speaking at the University of Hertfordshire tomorrow. And who are you?
Well, I'm Christian Perfect. I'm the techie one of the team, we'll say, for this podcast.
I'm Katie Steffels. I'm at home, but I'm about to shoot off to London to do some maths talks tomorrow. So I do maths talks. That's my thing.
Everybody, book Katie Steffels if you need a maths talk talked.
But yeah, I also write for this amazing website, The Aperiodical.
Goodness. So our intention here is a five-minute podcast. Now, if you're listening to this from the future, you've gone back through the back catalogue and we're an all-singing, all-dancing 90-minute cabaret podcast, then you'll be laughing at me saying that. But that's the intention. And hello from 2012. So we won't be doing news, because I do news with Samuel Hansen on a podcast called the Math Maths Podcast at pulse-project.org. So there you are, Samuel. I got a plug for that in pretty early. But we do intend to give you an idea of what's going on, what's been attracting attention over at aperiodical.com this week, whether that's our attention or the attention of our readers. In fact, I think we said we'd start by asking what's the most read article this week, Christian?
Well, it was a close-run battle between one article and the rest of the site. So the article
but the article won, I think.
Yes, I think this article won. Colin Wright submitted it to Hacker News on Thursday, and it just got spread everywhere. It's a little thing I noticed, which is that Project Gutenberg are setting out or typesetting all their books with LaTeX, in particular some really great classic maths books. So that struck a chord with the populace at large, and we've had about 15,000 hits on it. But it's a really good story, because previously, I've never really used Project Gutenberg. I don't have an e-reader, but I've never used it on my computer because they're really hard to read plain text files that you get. So I didn't like that. But they've set about a project of using LaTeX to typeset these things. They look really good, so I might start using them.
So they're typesetting them in general in LaTeX because LaTeX is a typesetting system, and then that means for the mathematics they're doing it as LaTeX mathematics.
Yeah, they're using LaTeX just as a typesetting thing for books, which is how it was intended originally, I suppose. And the fact it does maths means that the maths ones are the first ones they can go for, I think. I don't know if they're doing any others.
And what sort of books are we talking about? I mean, these are sort of out-of-print books, aren't they?
Stuff that's already on domain. A really great one is Hardy's A Course of Pure Mathematics, which I have a physical copy of, but the one on Gutenberg looks just as good now. It's a nice introduction to sort of a undergraduate mathematics.
Cool.
Yeah, the thing that impresses me about this is that it's all been done by volunteers as well. Like, it's a hassle to type up LaTeX, even if you've written it yourself, but kind of typing up other people's stuff in LaTeX must be taking ages, and it's all volunteer done, as far as I can tell.
Yeah, well, like on the internet, you'll find someone who's into just about anything, so someone is really into typing out LaTeX.
Okay, and the other question that we might ask is, what's been the most interesting discussion on the site this week? And I think that's this article that you wrote, Katie.
Yeah, I'm really impressed with the amount of discussion that this has generated. I guess it was always going to, because I just decided to sort of try and answer a question that no one can really answer, which I guess is always going to lead to further debate. But I think I was just sort of generally wondering about this because of the times when I've met people who've said, oh, I couldn't possibly call myself a mathematician. And that's kind of made me a little bit angry because it's something I have opinions about. So I wrote this piece, but before I wrote it, I kind of canvassed a little bit and asked around. I sent some tweets out and I asked people who were at maths jams what they thought. And I got some really good feedback from people and was able to put it into the piece. But we've had some really nice comments, so sort of various people putting in, yes, but, which is always good to see because that always makes you think about what you originally thought about things. And then also someone's posted a really nice quote from Jonathan Strange and Mr. Norrell, which is a sort of analogous situation but for magicians instead of mathematicians. And this quote that while some people may think that there is only one magician really because there's only one person trained, everyone who studies magic is a magician, and it's quite a nice quote. you know, please go and look at the website. I'm not going to read it out for you.
Yeah.
But yeah, there's also various other opinions, and Colin Beveridge points out that anyone who describes himself as a mathematician is a mathematician, which makes it sound a bit like we need an N-step program for Mathgram or for related, well, maybe for the aperiodical. Like, my name is Katie Steckles and I'm a mathematician. Yeah, and then everyone's here to help me with that. I don't know. It sounds good. I don't know. It's an interesting topic, and I think like if it gets people thinking about it, then I'm glad that that's what's happened. But it is the most common. Is it the most commented on article?
It is currently, yes, I think.
Just have to write something more controversial for next week.
And sort of, what else have you seen on the site that you've liked this week?
I like Math Jam photos, but I always like Math Jam photos.
Yes, I just put that up this morning. There's some good ones this month. We got some from Math Jams that aren't the ones we attended, which was
wonderful. It's good. We started publicising the fact that we're collecting the photos, so people have been sending them in from those other places, which is good.
Yeah, so let's just say that URL, actually. If you've got a photo from a Math Jam that you took at a Math Jam, go to mathsjamphotos.tumblr.com/submit, and you can send it in to us, and we will use it in the blog post.
Yeah.
Cool. So I liked Carl Cardcom's thing. Who's Cardcom?
Colm Mulcahy.
Yes, okay. He wrote a piece about the birthday problem. I used this a couple of years ago in a class I did about discussing the assumptions behind a mathematical argument, and he gets a bit into that. What are the assumptions behind the birthday problem about uniform births and things like this? And I also just proposed an undergraduate project I shouldn't really say anything about, which is going to be based around designing coincidences, and he goes into that a bit too, with dealing cards. So I quite liked his post for that reason. Who is this guy, and why is he writing on our site?
He is one of the organisers of the Gathering for Gardner, so a pretty yes. big deal. It was quite amazing that he seems very keen. He submitted a story a day, two on one day, and they're all eminently readable. He used to have a column on the MAA website. I don't know if he still does it or not, so I don't know why he's here, but not like a gift horse in the mouth.
No, well, good for him. So, but what I really meant was, you know, we're accepting submissions from other people, right?
Yes. There's a link at the top of the aperiodical saying share some maths, and if you need an outlet for your maths, like Colm clearly does, email us and we'll set you up, and you can write an article about some maths you know, or an event you've been to, like a conference, or a public engagement talk. And we'll have a look at it and put it on the site.
Also, you shouldn't feel as though you need to write a post a day. That's something that, like the amount of writing you do is not necessarily huge. And we're gonna have a column to collect sort of posts from others that don't necessarily want a whole column to themselves. Is that an idea that we had?
We're gonna have that and call it irregulars. Or, I don't know, irregular polygons or irregular something or other. Everything's got to be a pun.
But the idea of that is that we're collecting together a bit, so we're drumming up an audience without you. You might only want to write one thing, you might only want to write one thing every couple of months or something like that, but you can tap into this audience that we're building up by sharing together. That's sort of the idea, isn't it?
Yep, that's the idea. We've already got a couple in the pipeline, I should say. Some pretty fun ones. So don't feel like you'd be the first person.
Cool, right. I think we must certainly be pushing my 5-minute rule, if not broken it already. Shall we perhaps say goodbye?
Yep.
Goodbye.
We hope to do this roughly weekly, although it might be as aperiodic as everything else on the site. And we'll see. So good to speak to you, and bye-bye.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye.